I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Members of the European Parliament today urged the United States to end what they call the legal limbo of detainees at the Guantanamo base in Cuba. The men held there are suspected of terrorism ties, but have yet to be formally charged. The pleas come as five British men held at Guantanamo for more than 2 years after being detained in Afghanistan spend their first full day back in Britain. But for four of them, freedom was short-lived. They were promptly arrested once they touched down in London. With us to talk about this is the BBC's Jan Abbotts. She joins us from Tipton, England, the hometown of some of the men. And I understand you're actually standing in front of the house of one of the men.
Yes, I am. I'm outside the house of Asif Iqbal. Three of the men are from Tipton in Birmingham. It's a suburb of Birmingham. They're all known to each other and they live very close by. This is a close-knit community with a large Muslim population.
Now, what is the reaction there in Tipton to the arrest of these four?
Well, it's been very mixed. Those that will speak to us are saying, on the one hand, what were they doing there? There are some questions that need to be answered. But why can't we have it all out in the open and a fair treatment being given? Other people are saying, well, they've been treated appallingly and they just need to come home, particularly those of the families and those closely associated with the family are particularly angry at the treatment, both by the Americans and now by our own Home Office and police since the men landed in England. This is largely reflected of the country as a whole, it would seem.
These men are known in the British popular press as the Tipton Taliban, and does that anger some of the people there in Tipton?
Yes, having headlines like Tipton Taliban has done absolutely no good whatsoever to the cohesion of this community. And in fact, since the Tipton Taliban headline broke a couple of years ago, or a year ago, we've seen more right-wing activity in this area. And this is the big concern for community leaders here.
Now, why did the British authorities arrest these four men, and what are the specific complaints about their treatment?
Well, most of the complaints aren't so much about the way the men are being treated at the moment. Generally, the feeling is, which probably is in line with a rising anti-American feeling amongst the British population at the moment, is that they've been very badly treated. To be held for 2 years without access to legal representation and to the outside world without being charged is quite abhorrent to most British people, and certainly the people in Tipton. What the families and community friends of these three men are saying here is that you've let them go, just let them come home.
And what happens to them now?
Well, we're all waiting to hear what's happening, the families are included. Plainclothes officers from the Home Office and police have been visiting all three families regularly over the last 2 days to keep them updated. All these families have legal representation. They've also engaged media managers to manage the media scrum that's happening outside their houses. The men are still being questioned. The press is staying here. The satellite trucks are still camped outside their house, and they will be tomorrow because we're waiting until these men are released to come back to their homes.
Jan Abbotts is a journalist with the BBC, and she joined us from Tipton, England. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.